The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. Quick trigger warning before we get into this episode. We are going to be talking about issues of sexual assault and abuse. So if that's not something that you're in a good place for today, then skip this one, come back to it later. All good. Also want to put the date on this one because we are talking about an ongoing situation. Today is October 5th, 2021. So we wanted to do a quick update on what's been going on with the USA Gymnastics and the female gymnast speaking out about the FBI and how the FBI mishandled the allegations that these women made against Team USA Dr. Larry Nassar. So in 2016, Nassar was charged with sexual abuse and child pornography, is now serving decades in prison. Some advocates believe he may have abused up to 120 athletes during his time as doctor.
Right. So in September of 2021, this year, four of Team USA's top gymnasts, Maggie Nichols, Michaela Maroney, Allie Reisman, and Simone Biles, testified to the Senate Judiciary Committee about how the FBI really dropped the ball on how they went about the investigation, because there was very little. And it was really emotional and heartbreaking testimony. Simone Biles said she blamed Nassar and, quote, an entire system that allowed his abuse, and that the scars of this horrific abuse continues. And Biles testified saying that the impact of this man's abuse will never be over. And I think that could be said for a lot of victims of sexual abuse. And we know this to be true.
Yeah, for sure. And Maroney labeled Nassar as, quote, more of a pedophile than a doctor, and described recounting the abuse she'd gone through while with Team USA on the phone with the FBI. And she said she gave them clear details about the instances of abuse and molestation, including incidents that happened right before the 2012 London Olympics. Quote, I cried and there was just silence. After that, she says the FBI falsified her statement. She argued that the agents involved should be indicted and angrily pointed out that Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco did not even appear at the meeting, saying, I am tired of waiting for people to do the right thing.
And Allie Reisman echoed the sentiments, saying that the FBI treated her and other gymnasts like adversaries, that they'd been victim shamed over and over, that they made her feel like the abuse didn't count, that it wasn't that bad, that it took, quote, years of therapy to realize my abuse was bad, that it does matter. Going on to say, all we needed was for one adult to do the right thing.
Yeah. And FBI Director Christopher Wray said that the mistakes made in this case should never have happened and that he was deeply sorry that so many repeatedly let down these women. The Senate Judiciary Chairman Richard Durbin said, in the 15-month period that the FBI officials shirked their responsibility, Nassar abused at least 70 young athletes. For many of them, this was a continuation, but for others, they were abused for the first time while the FBI sat on the case. So far, the FBI hasn't pressed any charges. Special Agent Michael Langman was fired in the weeks leading up to his hearing, and his supervisor, Jay Abbott, had earlier resigned. But that's where we are now. There's been a lot of, like, angry statements, but not right. so much action, from what right. I can see.
And there was at one point the conversation that the Violence Against Women Act had been pretty much taken down, pretty much rescinded by the previous administration when the investigation was happening. So some of the arguments for the FBI, which, no, this does not, you know, like it's not giving them any excuses. But what they're saying is under that being rescinded, that they did not have actual any law in order to proceed as a federal case. Mm-hmm. So what we talked about, if you look at some of the charges, they are directly linked to specific states. Yep. Instead of doing federal level, because of that and because of those statutes being limited, mm-hmm. it really, really hurt the investigation. And of course, that could be a cause as to why this act is so important. And the Biden administration has brought it back. I don't know if it is fully functioning as the entirety of the act was intended to begin with, mm-hmm. but it has come back since the last administration. But that has caused a lot of conversation about why these things are not a part of the judicial process anyways, in any way, why law enforcement would allow this kind of gray area when obviously there's a lot of victim and victimization that's been happening, but yet we don't call him a predator.
Right.
So the actual charges, from what I remember, is because of the porn and not necessarily actually because of the abuse, which is another just disgusting fact to this case.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of very heartbreaking things about all of this, and it is a reminder of why laws like that matter and why we need to keep an eye on them. And it just makes me so angry as someone, as we talked about, I was a young girl who wanted to be a gymnast and I like love watching gymnastics, that this was happening for so long and that people were speaking up about it and it was not being treated with the urgency it deserved or even outright dismissed or even flipped that they weren't being abused at all or it didn't matter. And then expecting them to perform and like
right.
these high stakes athletics as if nothing is wrong. Like, forget all of that. Just shut up and go do your gymnastics. Like, it makes me so angry.
Right. And these young women who are supposed to be protected, if they are truly representative of this country, mm-hmm. they should be one of the people who are actually protected, and they weren't, and they're right. not. And that's kind of that conversation is even after the fact, even after so many of these women have left that specific competition field, they're still not being represented in any least way. They're still not getting any type of justice. They're still not being listened to. It's just mm-hmm. such a heartbreaking situation all around. And then that kind of comes back to the fact, you know, it speaks to other victims. If these women who are famous, who are, again, supposed to be protected and guarded, are not getting any justice, are not being believed and are being dismissed, mm-hmm. why would they listen to me,
right.
an individual who is not a part of that world in any least way, or who may not, quote unquote, in their minds, matter because they're not representing the U.S. in the Olympics? You know, it's right. kind of like, how does a normal person get any justice
right.
if they can't?
Right. It's an awful, dangerous message to send. And it is, I think, very telling that it is representative of the U.S. and like clearly a systemic problem that we have. And it's playing out on the stage. And it's just so infuriating. But I mean, it's very, I wish it wasn't the case and it didn't have to be, but you know, the strength of these women for speaking out and for continuing to say like, no, this was mishandled and we deserve justice and you need to know what happened to us and fix it so it doesn't happen to other people. That is inspiring. And even though it does break my heart that it is having happened at all. But yeah, we're going to continue to keep an eye on this and see what happens there. In the meantime, listeners, as always, we would love to hear from you. If you would like to email us, our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.